Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Everyone, and thank God for you being here. I know I probably sound awful. I have a terrible cold, but I'm feeling much better than I sound. We thank God for his goodness, and this is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. In the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. God is good to us. He has blessed us all and kept us and continues to keep us, and we're grateful to him. I'm definitely not going to talk before you long today. A little water as I talk. But I wanted to talk to you today briefly about the book. I'm coming from Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. I do want to let you know that this coming, if you're in the Charlotte area, come out and visit us. Our services are on Sunday, beginning at 9:30 a.m. And every fourth Sunday, we have a pantry that we give out food. We're just getting started. But we thank God for that. We'll be running the service. So God is definitely good and worthy to be praised. I'm grateful to him for all of his blessings. I'm just going to go a little bit into the Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter. And I put a conversation out today, earlier, with our email about should we or should we not fear God? That was the question. Should we or should we not fear God? Let's look at chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. Maybe we'll get back to that question a little later. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Woo, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I truly thank God for his word today, because his word is what keeps us. His word is what brings us alive. His word strengthens us. His word empowers us. We listen to so many people today, as you have heard me say, particularly with social media. We have so many connections. His word, because his word brings us to life. So I thank him for his word. The question was, should we fear God? And I love this question after I thought about it. And the scripture definitely says, it tells us if we go back and we read it, beginning at the first verse again, it says, these are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees. Hallelujah. So we should fear the Lord. We should fear the Lord, because that's what the scripture says. And there's two things that catch my eye in this passage, and I'm definitely going to be talking about them again. One of those things is that fear of the Lord. So many people talk about fear and talk about, you know, okay, that word means reverence. We should reverence the Lord. We should have a respect for him, an ultimate respect. Losing today is a form of fear, a form of respect. And when you talk about fear, we're talking about, have you ever been in a relationship with someone, whether it was your mom, you know, the mother-daughter or mother-child relationship, father-child relationship, a grandparent? You know, it's the type of fear that you reverence. Like, you don't want to say anything or do anything that would break that relationship. So you watch what you say. You watch how you act. You watch how you treat people. And so it's that type of reverence and that type of fear that you don't want to break or damage or jeopardize the relationship that you have with God and he has with you. Oh, my God, I hope that you're hearing what I'm trying to say. So God is so good to us. He's close to us. He watches over us. He looks out for us. He protects us. He shields us. And we don't want to cause our disobedience to him, to his word. And in this particular case, the children of Israel, to the commandments that he was giving them, we don't want the disobedience to suffer damage or jeopardize the relationship with God. Their life is not based on, hallelujah, building relationships. It's based on what I want, what I need, when I want it, and when I need it. Help us today, Holy Ghost. I thank God for his word. I thank God for a reverence and a respect for him, and that I don't want to say or do anything that would jeopardize my relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. There are countless people in the Bible who said and did things that jeopardized their relationship with God. The second thing I want to look at, and this is truly amazing, is how much the Lord wanted us to be mindful of his word, how important his word was, how precious his word was, and how adamant he was about, or he is, about us having the word of God in our life. Again, there's no technology, no television, no radio, or nothing. But listen to what the Lord says about his commandments, what we're to do with it, how we're to treat it on a day-to-day basis, and how close we are to be to it. Glory to God. Verse 6 says, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. In other words, the word of God is supposed to be in our hearts and minds continually. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. So I'm thinking about bracelets and headbands. Bracelets and headbands. The word of God should be like bracelets and headbands close to us so that we can lift it up and look at it. I remember back in the day people had charm bracelets, and I can remember the little charm with the commandment, like each commandment on it. And that's how God, he wants us to have that word in our hearts, in our minds, to remind us. What do we have today? We have modern technology. What do we listen to? We listen to the news in the morning, 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and 10, 11 o'clock at night. And the news has a lot of fear in it. The news has a lot of negativity. It leaves us in a state of fear a lot of times. Excuse me. It leaves us where we want to make sure our doors are locked, our windows are tight, because someone is being robbed, raped, or killed. But what would happen if we had the word of God in the morning, in the afternoon, 10, 11 o'clock at night, if we saturate it, like the scripture says, our hearts and our minds with the word? He says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. My God, somebody ought to know by the door frame, glory be to God, what type of house it is, as Joshua said. As for me and my house, we shall serve. We will serve the Lord. Sometimes you go into people's houses, you pull up on their driveway, you don't know what they are. You know they're Christian on Sunday, but during the week you have no idea. They don't tell you, they don't display it, and be careful, they might not want anybody to know it during the course of the week. Help us today, Holy Ghost. But according to the scripture, when God laid out the commandments to the children of Israel, which is the word of God, he gave us an example of how to treat that word. And this is an example of how we should treat his word today, the New Testament and the Old. I know the New Testament said, I came to fulfill the law. Well, I'm not talking about the law per se in terms of the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about how we should treat it, how we should love the word, how we should want it close to us. And I'm asking God to help each and every one of us each and every day to have an appetite for the Word of God, to have an appetite to long and to be thirsty for His Word. It's a popular slang that the kids use today, thirsty for His grace. When I get up in the morning, the Lord is on my mind. And so we need to continue this habit and this thought. If you get up in the morning and you pray and you thank God for a new day, if you get up in the morning and the Lord is on your mind, we need to do this. We need to saturate our minds and our hearts today with the Word of God. That's the only way we're going to make it safe, because the enemy is going to try to come and snatch every bit of God that you have in you. He's going to try to snatch it out. But if you have the Word in your heart, in your mind, in your house, on the walls, plaques, frames, scriptures, songs, if the Word of God is all over, I promise you, your heart and your mind will be saturated with the Word so that you will be able to make it in these trying times. Father, we thank you today for your Word. We thank you for Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, where you give us a living example of how we should handle the Word. We thank you for having a spiritual reference, a spiritual fear. We don't want to do anything to jeopardize our relationship with the Lord. Why? Because you've been so good to us. We ask you to continue to bless your people everywhere. Continue to bless those who will chime in later and listen to this archive message, Lord. Give them strength and help them to do and to be who you would have them to be, God. We're going to continue to bless you. We're going to continue to honor you. We're going to continue to be excited for the things that you're about to do in our lives. We do look to you, Lord. You are beginning and our end. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our strength. You're our Redeemer, Lord. And we thank and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I hope you've been able to press through my frog voice and to enjoy the Word of God according to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. I hope in some small way I've increased your knowledge and your learning and your spiritual awakening about the Word of God. Most of all, I hope I've motivated you towards your purpose and motivated you towards really understanding what a fear and reverence of God is all about. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. In Jesus' name, this is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries from Charlotte, North Carolina, 5105 Reagan Drive. Services every Sunday morning at 9:30. God bless you.